Father, we're grateful today for the Lord Jesus, for the privilege of being able to pray together another day, for the opportunity of looking into thy word, for the realization that we can depend upon thee. Meet every need of every waiting heart this very moment, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, that portion of the Word of God that we are studying together. And notice with us today the first 10 verses of Revelation chapter 21. Actually, if we were going to have time to study the whole subject to which we refer today in detail in the book of the Revelation, we would suggest that you read verses 23 through 27, and then verses 22, chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. But today, for the moment, notice the words, Revelation 21, 1, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these things are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and a high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." Now that is far as we are going to read today, because we probably, it's even more material than we will have time to cover. May I remind you, as we begin our study, we have emphasized the chronological approach. It's certainly important for us to keep that in mind when we think of chapters 21 and 22 of the book of the Revelation. Many commentators say that in chapters 21 and 22, we are reverting back to something we've been thinking about in relation to the millennial reign of Christ upon the earth. So saying, it seems to me, they miss one of the greatest truths that we could possibly find in our study of the book of the Revelation. I would like to suggest to you that if we've begun a chronological approach to this study, we should maintain it and follow it through to the end. And if I do, then I'm going to suggest to you that we are in the land of beginning again, because that is what we're going to study about here in chapter 21. God is beginning again. You will notice that, perhaps you will remember, that the last thing we noticed in God's present program, the last time we were together, is the judgment of the great white throne. You will remember that just before the great white throne was set, verse 11 of chapter 20, heaven and earth fled away, and there was found no place for them. Now I believe that means exactly what it says. I believe that this present earth upon which we live, and the present heavens which surround it, will someday pass away, according to the prophetic word of God. We looked at passages of Scripture which revealed that fact to us when we were looking at verse 11, and we're not going to take the time to review those passages of Scripture in detail. But I would like to call to your attention again one of them, because it is a passage which we have not only the prophesied destruction of the present earth upon which we live, but the promise of a new heaven and a new earth as well. So to refresh your memory, will you turn back with me, please, to Peter's second epistle, chapter 3, verse 7, and notice the prophecy of the destruction of the present earth and the promise of the creation of the new. 2 Peter 3:1, the heavens and the earth which are now, that is, which exist now, by the same word, that is, the word of God, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Now keep in mind that the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men is the day that was described to us in chapter 20 of the book of the Revelation. Then Peter goes on to say, Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, that is, to mankind, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord, that period of time which is described in the book of the Revelation, beginning with chapter 6 and concluding with chapter 19, and with additional material found in chapter 20, that day will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Here is a definite, clear, concise statement from the Word of God that this present earth upon which we live and the heavens surrounding it shall someday be consumed by fire. Now, I don't want to interrupt our progression of this thought for a moment and remind you of something needlessly, but I hope that you will be reminded that you don't need to be alarmed when you read this as far as your being here is concerned. I remember when I first heard that Jesus was coming back, I was just a little fellow, and I was very much concerned. I wondered where in the world I would be when the heavens were consumed with fire. Then as I studied the Word of God, I had the promise that I would be taken out of this earth before this event occurred. So take comfort in that. However, notice the exhortation of Peter in verses 11 and 12. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. We had to stop our reading right now. That wouldn't be the end. We want you to feel what many folk feel, that the end is very, very near. I would suggest to you that we find in Revelation 21 and 22 is a discussion of the millennial reign of Christ. But I want you to notice in verse 13 what follows, the destruction of this present heaven and this present earth. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. This promise brings courage to our hearts. We look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Someone says, but during the millennial reign of Christ, will not righteousness cover the earth as Waters cover the sea, yes, but only by force. Force of the reigning King of Kings. For remember, we learned that at the end of the millennial reign of Christ, when individuals have an opportunity to rebel against God, they do. But there will be no such rebellion in this new earth, which will be the handiwork of God. For we read that the word dwelleth, wherein dwelleth righteousness, may be translated, wherein righteousness will permanently abide. Now, if you will go to look at something else, the characteristics of the new heaven and the new earth, back in Revelation chapter 20, notice with me the characteristics of this new earth which God has promised to create when this present earth has passed away. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. This is a simple statement of fact. Then he begins to give us some information about this new earth. The first thing that attracts John's attention is that there's no more sea. The new earth will be created without seas. No oceans, no bodies of water in the sense of oceans and seas as we look upon them today. Now why? Well, there are several suggestions as to the reason, but we don't have time to look into them today. We'll have to consider them together the next time we meet together. But friend, surely you have been able to see the ongoing of the cause of Christ, his mighty marching army. Are you ready for Jesus to come?